in denial. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Reuters reporting that a spokesperson for China's embassy in Washington, D.C. denied that Russia had requested military aid. Russian forces killing American journalist Brent Renaud in Kyiv, Ukraine, Sunday. A Russian airstrike killing 35 people and injuring 134 at an airbase in western Ukraine. The U.S. and NATO trying to figure out Russia's next steps in their invasion of Ukraine.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says intelligence that shows Russia may go beyond artillery in its invasion is still at this point a question. Kirby said Sunday on ABC's This Week,
"It is of the Russian playbook that which they accuse you of, they're planning to do."
As of now, more than 2.5 million people have fled Ukraine, according to the UN Refugee Agency.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Ukrainian President Zelensky is saying Russia is attempting to break apart Ukraine and installing pro-Russia mayors in order to have pseudo-republics. One of the tactics? Kidnapping Ukrainian officials.
The mayor of Melitopol, who had been outspoken against the invasion, speaking out on social media, he was taken away by Russian forces, essentially kidnapping him on Friday. Ivan Fedorov remains missing. He is the second mayor to have disappeared in Ukraine, replaced by a Russian puppet, Vichy-style leaders like Galina Danilchenko, who has already been installed in Melitopol.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. Tom Brady heading back to the NFL. Fox's Bob Mortali.
6 weeks after announcing his retirement from the NFL, Brady says he's coming back after all. The 44-year-old Brady plans on returning to the gridiron with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Brady made the announcement on Twitter.
Brady has won 7 Super Bowls, including Super Bowl 55, in his first season with the Buccaneers. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The parents of a Michigan student accused of killing 4 classmates in a school shooting appearing in court this week.
Jennifer and James Crumbly set to appear in Oakland County Court for a pretrial hearing just weeks after a judge moved their case to trial. Both accused of 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter for allegedly failing to get their son help and for supplying the 15-year-old the gun he's accused of using to kill 4 students and injure 7 more.
Maybe people will think twice about how they handle a weapon and use reasonable common sense precautions.
That Oakland County prosecutor Karen McDonald said could have prevented the tragedy. Ethan Crumbly, who also remains jailed, is charged as an adult and plans an insanity defense. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A woman stabbing a man she met through a dating website.
In Nevada, 21-year-old Nika Nicobine met a guy on the dating website Plenty of Fish. Henderson police say the two agreed to hook up at the Sunset Station Hotel and Casino on March 5th. They rented a room where things warmed up in a hurry. Nicobine blindfolded the man, then shut off the lights. Moments later, the man said he felt a pain on the side of his neck. He'd been stabbed. The as-yet unidentified victim pushed the young woman off him, then ran out into the hallway to call 911. The woman ran out too, telling a hotel worker that she just stabbed someone. Her motive? Revenge, she told cops, for the U.S. drone killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani back in 2020. Nicobine's been charged with attempted murder. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
Will Smith winning the Best Actor Award at this year's Critics' Choice Awards Sunday for his performance as the Williams sisters' father in King Richard.
Thank you for entrusting me with your story. What you were able to do and what your family was able to do.
TBS and the CW with the speech. The Power of the Dog winning Best Picture. I'm Laura Cantor and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.